We're reading in the article The Peace. We're under the heading Proof of His Work by Experience by Bala Sulam. You can find it in KabbalahMedia.info. Pertinent questions can be sent to Kav TV or Sviva Tova. Again, we're in the writings of Bala Sulam, the article The Peace. On the second column, we're in the proof of his work by experience. But he who wishes to criticize my words might still ask, although I have thus far proven that one must work to benefit people, where is the proof that it has to be done for the sake of the Creator? Indeed, history itself has troubled in our favor and has prepared for us an established fact sufficient for a full appreciation and unequivocal conclusion. Because everyone can see how a large society such as that of Russia, with hundreds of millions in population, more land than the whole of Europe, second to none in wealth and raw materials, and which has already agreed to lead communal life and practically abolished private property altogether, where each worries only about the well-being of society, has seemingly acquired the full measure of the virtue of bestowal upon others in its full meaning, as far as the human mind can grasp. And yet, go and see what has become of them. Instead of rising and exceeding the achievements of the capitalist countries, they have sunk even lower, ever lower. Now they not only fail to benefit the lives of the workers a little more than in the capitalist countries, they cannot even secure their daily bread and clothes on their flesh. Indeed, this fact puzzles us, since judging by the wealth of that country and its plentiful population, it seems unreasonable that it would have to come to this. But this nation has sinned one sin which the Creator will not forgive. And it is that all this precious and exalted work, namely bestowal upon others, which they have begun to perform, must be for the sake of the Creator and not for the sake of humanity. Because they do their work not for his sake, for nature's point of view, they have no right to exist. Try to imagine if every person in that society were anxious to observe the mitzvot of the Creator to the extent of the verse, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And to that extent would rush to satisfy the needs and wishes of one's friend in the full measure imprinted in man to satisfy his own wishes, as it is written, love your neighbor as yourself. If the Creator himself were the goal of every worker while working for the well-being of society, meaning that the worker would expect this work for the sake of society to reward him with dvikut, with him, the source of all goodness and truth and every pleasantness and softness, there is no doubt that within a few years they would rise in wealth over all the countries of the world combined. That is because they would be able to utilize the raw materials in their lush soil, would truly be an example for all the countries, and would be considered blessed by the Creator.
Meaning, we see an example from above that it would not do any country any good to rise, or at least to exist in a normal way, if they don't keep the law of nature, which means to develop towards love thy friend as yourself, or at least move towards connection on the way to it. Questions accordingly?
He talked about before that only in Israel there is natural connection, and that there needs to be an addition of the connection with the Creator needs to be. And all the rest have natural connection. And here he says that no country has natural connection.
No, he says that if you want to connect naturally, go ahead. That's possible up to a certain height, and the will to receive rejects everything beyond it. What happened in Russia is that they wanted to create connection above natural connection. Natural connection is families, where a person feels, this is mine. And connection within the people, the nation, is not like a connection within a family. It's not inside my ego that I care about it. No, they want to break, to shatter all the barriers that exist in each and every nation, between each and every person, and raise a person to a spiritual state where the connection with everyone will be more important than yourself, than the person himself. Where will they take the spiritual force of connection above reason? They didn't think about that. That's why they turned it into a dictatorship, meaning a pressure. And by that, they failed, because, of course, you can't do it. You can kill people, but to change in them what you can't change naturally, that a person is a machine. It does what's in him. If the will to receive obligates him to take care of himself and not take care of others, then you can do whatever you want with him, but it's impossible. You have no means, neither in torture or in gifts, that can let you make a person think about the other. No. I'll tell you even more than that. That same salary that you would receive in the military and the KGB and all those institutions, government institutions, was much higher than what everyone else received. Why? So they would be more loyal to the government who's giving them so much. There were many cases where the salary of the worker they would lower, but the salary of the military they would increase, they would raise. So it would be a little more, they would feel a bit more secure that we are guarding the people from running away, from doing anything. Meaning, you cannot correct human nature by pressuring them, by torturing them.
So there's no place for the nations at all? Is there any room for the idea of the nations? The concept of a nation, how do you connect a nation?
You can connect the people through war, through problems, great troubles, that they would run away from their will to receive from one place to another, like a flock of sheep that runs away from a fire. You can do it, but it's not the connection that they wanted to do. They want to make them into angels, like almost like the wisdom of Kabbalah is instructing us to do. Marx wrote that this has to be done by education. he was referring to education. They didn't think about education. They took the country that was least prepared, not the Europeans. They took farmers. They just people who just recently came out of slavery, indenture, until 1862. There were these people were indentured. They were enslaved. The farmer had to be remain inside his land. He couldn't leave. He had no papers with which he could move somewhere, you know, go to the city or elsewhere. No. He was connected, dependent on his master. At the time where in Europe it was completely the opposite already. So to take such people and obligate them to connect above reason, where everything is equal, and what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. You can even have simple equality.
Is it right to say that before bestowing the credit, we'll have to build the society in the mold like Russia? Would it be correct to say that before reaching loving the Creator, we'll have to build human society in the same form like what Russia did, as a basis, as a foundation?
Russia? No.
What they wanted to build, just to add the Creator?
No. It's also incorrect. They made a mistake in how they built it. You can't take an example from there. A bad example you can take, but not a good one.
The foundation.
What foundation? There's no foundation. The foundation is education. There was no education there.
He writes that they made one mistake, then until then they did okay.
Education means that everything has to be in order to bestow to one another, in order to reach bestow to the Creator. This didn't exist with them. On the contrary, they destroyed religion, moved away even from the simple religion that could have served as a form of glue in that society. That's why they had no glue that can hold people together, nothing.
What did they do that was correct?
In my eyes, nothing. Nothing. Everything through oppression. And if they have certain actions, seemingly social actions, you know, they developed community centers, culture, but it was all, the intention was only to preserve their totalitarian regime. And if the first few years after the revolution, there was a small part that was idealistic, a small part, because the others couldn't be idealistic. They just took them from the fact that they suffered before, and now they will suffer again. But it's a different kind of suffering. A person doesn't understand. He feels that he's suffering. So you can take an example from them. But what was good is that they built many systems for the service of the people. How should I put it? You won't understand it. They built system for a poor person, uneducated, that give him an opportunity to study, to maintain himself, sustain himself somehow. They built many things for the children, the young generation. That's why they were able to get from a country that was destroyed, shattered, to a country that had arms and industry. How did they get there? Because they took care of it, but they did it because they wanted to be strong successful and rise above the others. It's not out of the connection. This connection lasted 2 or 3 years after the revolution. That's it.
צריך כדי לגשת לחנך את העם. לפני שניגשים לחנך עם, אומה, מה הבסיס שצריך להיות בעם?
What's the infrastructure that a nation has to happen before anything?
Everyone should be educated. You educate them towards connection. What do you need? For them to understand why, what for, that they should have some general education with history, geography, with everything in it. They should have their eyes open somehow. You can't build a nation out of these barbarians, those farmers.
What does education for connection demand? Basic education?
No, but you still need to have it. You need basic education. You're coming to a person, you're going to explain to him to them things that belong to the history of humanity, the man's nature, the nature of still vegetative and animate. You need to explain to him this system, how it's round and integral, how everyone's connected to everyone. Not everyone can tolerate it, can digest it. How is it possible? Talk with someone on the street here in Israel, and what? This has to be special education. You can't even take an educated person from the university and start talking to him about that. He can't stand it. He doesn't want to tolerate it. He doesn't want to understand it. It needs to be education. Education is a gradual thing, where he will understand where it comes from, why is it necessary, that we have no choice. Connection is the law of nature and has to exist and exist with our participation in it, and so on and so forth. It can't just be like that for everyone. They would seemingly hear you, but they won't understand. They won't land on a fertile soil. They also don't have enough suffering. So what if he's suffering? An animal is suffering also, but so what? It doesn't get more brains out of it. You need to develop a person. You need to bring him new connections, new neural networks in his brain. You need to arrange disconnects at this and disconnects at that, and you need to build in him systems. Just like building systems externally, artificially. Similarly, you need to program a person to be capable of listening, of hearing. How are we? We are unable to hear anything in the beginning. Then later, a little bit here, a little bit there. This connects with this. This falls into place with that. And this is opposite. And this is together. This is composition and decomposition. Connection and disconnection. This is how we build those networks in the brain and able to understand complex things. You see it about people who come here. They say, yeah, yes, right. Yeah, what is yes, what is right? He's still incapable. We're the same. Everything we do, we simply try to connect inside of us to form the connection between the parts of the brain and the parts of the heart, and also the brain with the heart and the heart with the brain. All we need are connections. The template that we build has to be an integral template. Just as you said in the tent, everyone is equal, everyone is connected, there is no one instead of the other, but everything is together. That's how you need to build such communications, connections, yeah. Connections in the brain and in the heart. In the desire and in the thought. Otherwise, you can't perceive, grasp the spiritual idea. And in Russia, they did it without any preparation. So that they would tell a person, you agree? No. We're done. No one disagrees.
Rav, can you describe how far the education needs to do the work upon a person, and at what stage it's the light that only the light can influence?
I think education has to accompany a person until the end of the way, end of the path. Education means interaction, like between the educator and the educated. It has to be together. A person cannot remain without a teacher.
Meaning that the education is kind of like a wrapping to light, it's accompaniment to the care of the light that has to work on him?
Education is an upper mold that comes down and controls the lower one in order to arrange for him the right connections in his heart and in his brain.
Yes, but I mean the expression of this education externally, according to the inner operation.
In both, you need to be the educator. I need to be an educator.
So is it always in those two if we're talking about the public?
If we're talking about the public, of course, there have to be two. In the case of our students here, he needs to hear more and digest and build inside of him these inner templates, inner molds, and out of those to arrange external molds and templates of connection between the friends. But the general public needs external templates. A person who is external with respect to the inner circle needs to receive more external templates, molds.
Meaning the broad public doesn't build the connection itself, but rather that it receives that too as an activation.
Yes, mostly. It receives something from above and tries to build from it to be similar to it, to resemble it. They have work to do there, but it's only as an example.
Meaning when we're talking about the progress of humanity, of all of the society, there will always be a certain gap between the broadest circle of work on behalf of the lower one, meaning of a certain free choice, even in the...
The lower one has to copy what the upper one is doing. And the lower it is, its work is more in practice than in potential. But also by copying the upper one, he also needs a head of its own. Aosh. To what extent he needs to copy the upper one? How does he do it? How did the upper one do it? And how do I need to do it? And so on and so forth. So he has a rosh, a head.
Yeah.
So what defines the ability of a person to be educated?
I think that there's no more than annulment by the person towards the group, towards the teacher, towards the creator. To the extent that he annuls himself, he makes room inside of him where the upper one can enter and control, because there's no coercion in spirituality, and then the upper one controls him.
So education is a process that's done upon you, or do you have to want it?
You can't coerce it on people. We see what happens through coercion. No. Out of fear, you can, a great reward, you can obligate people. But the minute the fear or the reward disappear, education disappears along with it.
So what helps trying to educate the masses if they don't want it? How can you educate them?
you must raise them to the necessity of the degree you want to bring them up to. They need to know why, what for. They need to be partners in that. Otherwise, you're making them into animals. Even an animal, you need to educate it. And it's not simple. It's also very limited after its education. But here, you want them to function inside their degree fully and to be upper ones towards a degree that's even lower than them. This has to be education with explanation, with everything.
Could you say that in practice, education begins where on the other side you have someone that wants to receive the method? Until then, you're just explaining and waiting for someone to...
That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah appears only in the condition that great pressure comes on the nations, and then the nation of Israel, disasters, and then the wisdom of Kabbalah appears and explains why it's happening this way. Without the external pressure, you can't come out to anyone. You see, today we're reading about anti-Semitism in Europe, in America, various places. Those are signs that to some extent we can go out and explain.
Why does education necessitate annulment, and it's not something that you can go to check, to maybe just to examine, compare?
In education, or this upbringing, you have to be as a little one towards the older one, grown up. Otherwise, you'll receive nothing from him, no method, nor anything. The little one has a natural desire to annul before the grown up. It exists. He has a desire to annul until the end, until the age of 10, 13, doesn't matter. But he's able to annul. Later, it becomes very difficult. Later, it becomes selective. This yes, this no, like this, like that. The signs of a grown-up that has a scrutiny. Before that, he doesn't have scrutiny. He only has what influences him more. His computer, his TV, or his backyard, or you, as his father. That's it. Ask more, I don't know.
Altogether, I'm trying to understand what Baal HaSulam is trying to tell me in this whole article, actually. What, he's disappointed with Russia?
No, he wants to say that an incorrect method of connecting the people is worse than all the other methods that separate people. Because it brings to you such a split in the people, such explosion, such conflict, contradiction, that lasts for many years. You see what's happening today in Russia. They seemingly don't want, but they have no choice. They're building the same regime they had before. They're going back to it. How can it be? They agreed that they're canceling it, that they hate it. They did a full circle, and they're coming back to it.
You know where I came from? I came from the union. It's very similar. It's not communism. It's
Yeah, the union comes from the communism.
Red ones, May 1st, Labor Day, all that stuff. You know, I'm saying this in a very nice way. I'm not negating it completely. But my question that's asked is, why did the West hate communism so badly? And they were much better for the sake of the citizen than the Americans, who were the Democrats and all that around. Well, what?
Because with the Americans, it was all based on a healthy kind of in backdrop. Let everyone say what they want, do what they want, make money, succeed. Just don't harm the others. To gain the expense of the other, it's okay because you're a harder worker. But other than that, and everything is permitted. Buy a gun, say whatever you want. You can talk about anything. You want to be a left-wing person, right-wing, free expression, everything. Americans came to such things that don't exist anywhere else. Today, it's different. They also... But in a sense, compared to Russia, it was degrees of freedom.
It's not freedom in America. Whoever has, lives. Whoever doesn't, dies. There was a citizen and you care for.
But if you care about the civilian, citizen, the question is, where? If he is educated in such a way that without you he can't make any money, or is going to die of hunger or go kill someone, whereas in the United States, go ahead, make money, prosper, do whatever you want. That's why this country progresses. And in Russia, it's not the case. Who pushed them down in Russia? They themselves. They went lower and lower. Baal Salam writes about it. That their national product, productivity went down. It's like a third world country. And without, if it wasn't for those natural resources like oil and gas in modern time, they wouldn't even exist today. It would be like, you know, a desolate place if they had nothing to sell. Although the people themselves are smart, hardworking, they have good hands, they have intelligence, but the connection that exists in the society is killing them, is destroying them.
So I say, if this is not okay and that's not okay, so what actually you have to do to get to...
So I understood neither this nor that.
I understood that this is not good and that's not good.
With these two forms, you come to a decision that what happens in human society is that the ego is there, the human ego, and we have to tie it and sentence, take to court and sentence it and decide what to do with it. You can't kill it, you can't destroy it. Rather, how do we work with it in such a way that we can rise above it, where all the actions must be above the ego? This is called faith above reason. This is called love on top of hate.
Why am I saying that? Since they're doing things in Lolishma, they have no right to exist on behalf of nature itself. Israel is not capable of coming to that city. How would they expect that the Soviet Union, Russia, will reach such a thing? Israel can't even get to that.
So don't touch human immense ego if you don't know how to work with it correctly. Understand?
And who knows?
We know. Nobody knows. It's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We have to realize it. For the time being, you don't see any other group that can do it, can talk about it, that can show anything for it. No, we are in such a state. We are coming close to it, nevertheless. But what he's saying about Russia, you see, they will fall. You see the same thing with Europe, United Europe. How many socialist laws they try to introduce there. There's no choice. We are in a very simple action. If man, society, if the world doesn't know what to do with the ego, it has no right to exist. This is recognition of evil. And we'll continue. Niv, what do you want?
This component of for the sake of the Creator, what does it include? Because it's very concealed and...
What concealed? What's concealed here? Is it just lines that confuse us? For the sake of the Creator means for the sake of everyone. The Creator fills the world, the force of bestowal fills everything. I identify with this force, and that's how I work.
How does it influence the education? How does it influence the actions that you do in practice? Because nevertheless, it's there and differentiates between this, like Baal Salam.
If you work according to that law in nature, which is the law of bestowal, above the ego, then you are rewarded with working together with it. And then you come to amazing achievements, spiritual achievements. But it's on the condition that you adapt yourself to the upper force.
Who needs to keep that knowledge of, for the sake of the Creator? And at what stage?
Again, it depends on what you mean by saying for the sake of the Creator. I don't like these words because they confuse people. What does it mean for the sake of the Creator?
That's what I'm asking.
I just told you half a minute ago.
But for the sake of humanity, it's like he's saying for the sake of humanity, not for the sake of humanity. He says that the whole mistake is that they did it for humanity, and I'm saying for the sake of the Creator. That's what Barasulam writes.
For the sake of the force that exists in humanity, the connection that exists in humanity. Otherwise, you can't imagine it any other way. And then it will be above reason.
This is something that's very concealed. It's like, what do you mean it's, there's some kind of force there? What's the difference between for the sake of humanity and the sake for the Creator?
We're going back one page where he says the necessity to practice with the laws of nature. It says either nature or God, it's one and the same. You remember?
Yes,
you have
yes.
To repeat that same page.
Let's say now I would come and speak to those representatives of communism, and I would say to them, look, you're doing things that are very nice and good, but you're doing it for the sake of humanity. You need to do it for the sake of what?
For the sake of humanity means in order to receive. Doesn't matter if it's one group or 1/10, for the sake of the 10, and you don't think about others, or the sake of everyone. Why? Because only if you think that this has to rise and leave, come out of all the boundaries, that when you intend it for the sake of the Creator. The Creator doesn't have a measure, if something you can define and say he's there, God forbid. It's not a restricted, limited force. It's an idea. It's a, you have any verses that somehow aim us correctly to this idea, what is a Creator?
So actually the mistake was that they did it in order to compete with the rest of the world?
Yes, only out of their ego. We. It was a principle.
But they wanted to be an example by that. They wanted to...
Just like now, they want everyone to be like them.
Right? Well.
They're willing to do everything as long as people look at them and take example from them. Look what's happening now. All the states, the countries that used to belong to Russia in the south and Eastern Europe, they live, their life is much better than the Russians. Russians gave them a lot of money and everything. Why? So people would look at them and want to belong to them. Meaning it's out of this pride, a very high degree of national pride, sickly kind of pride. We see it today as well. They're willing to eat bread and water as long as everyone would be impressed by them. Impressed by what? Doesn't matter. Honor. Who's more respected? Who's me? It's a natural quality. There's nothing to do about it, but you see that this is destroying a person, and that's the ego. That's exactly against the greatness of the Creator that has to be there.
What's the corrected form of this pride?
To subjugate himself towards the Creator, where everyone is equal. Americans did it differently. What does it say? Everyone is equal. That's the main thing. Anyone can say whatever they want. Anyone has a right to exist, to make as much money as he wants. In Russia, they didn't have this possibility. In Russia, the state gave everything to everyone. That's how much you make, that's how you live, that's how it is. Meaning the restriction wasn't from within a person, from within his desire, but instead he was restricted from the outside. Instead of the education. Education is to give you this concept that I don't want to be better than the others. That's a result of education. On the one hand, I want to give everything and receive. I don't want to receive more than others. This is the education. And with them, it was oppression. Okay, it's not going to do us any good right now. We just need to come tonight to Hanukkah. Let's go.
Announcement. Zohar lesson. You're welcome to watch this evening at 5:30 live lesson with Rav Lechman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Good day. The Fundamentals of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The campus is happy to invite you to an acquaintance evening towards the opening of a Fundamentals of the Wisdom of Kabbalah course. These will take place in 18 different branches all over the country. It'll cost 30 shekel and RSVPing. Details on KAB.co.il or 1-700-509-209. The virtual Kabbalah La'am convention in Arvut as one man. We're inviting everyone to the virtual global congress. Take place from December 14th to 15th. Enter 1.kabbalah.info for details. Thank you and have a good day.
שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב ישחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש